Loudmouth Lewis, written by Anne Fine and read by Stephen Thorne.
Chapter 1. Silence is Golden. It was my own fault, I admit. I could have been in the group that chose to organise the raffle, but I was too busy chatting to Melanie to bother to put up my hand. And I could have joined the group Miss Sparks said could run the bring-and-buy stall, but I was leaning across to whisper something to George, so I missed that chance too. And then Steve and Arif and Ariane finally persuaded Miss Sparks to let them run a who-can-have-wet-sponges thrown at them longest competition. And I'd have joined up with them. But she was still mad at me for chattering in class, so she wouldn't put my name down. She just set her timer as usual. "Silence is golden, Louis Todd," she said. "If you can button your loud mouth for 5 whole minutes, I'll write your name down. And if you can't, I won't." I couldn't. So she didn't. So I was still sulking when she wrote down the names of people who wanted to do the biscuit-making, and the guess the number of lollipops in the jar, and the great big used book sale. The trouble is, I was still sulking when she asked if I wanted to join the very last group who were going to set up the fast cheapo car wash. "No, thanks," I told her. "I have a brilliant idea of my own to make some money, and it's private." "That's nice," she said. You could tell she was pleased that I wouldn't have to discuss it with anyone. "And now it's time for maths." So, as I told you, it was all my own fault.